Many people didn't believe this night would ever arrive. Many people still don't believe that it should be happening. But high school football kicks off around the state tonight, and fans are excited to see their favorite team take the field. Before we get into COVID-19's impact on the game, let's start with how we got here. How is it that neighboring states like Minnesota and Illinois are not playing football? Heck, the Big Ten isn't playing football, but we can put on the pads and helmets here in Iowa. Todd Tharp, a frequent guest on these features from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, says that the optimism from this summer's success on the baseball field paved the way for football Friday nights.
There were no cases where we had a team member from Team A giving it to a team member of Team B. We didn't have any students that, you know, had to get hospitalized because of COVID. We didn't have any athletes that, you know, were put on respirators. So we were encouraged by those facts.
Tharp admits that football is a much different sport than baseball, especially regarding physical contact. But he says that they've worked hard to implement guidelines for this fall to keep those involved in the game safe. On their own, many of them are small, but he hopes that they'll add up to make a big difference. One of those changes is that all players are required to bring their own water bottles.
Not having the old water troughs and the water cows, you know, that had the big, huge, you know, piece of pipe that had holes in it, and it shot out 12 or 13 different holes, and people would drink from those, you know, not using those aspects of things.
For a few of the other changes, we've brought in our local officiating expert, Myron Lynn of Pella. He says that there's one thing fans might notice right before the game gets started.
Over the years, we've had a mock coin toss, and then on the field, they take the four captains of each team. They'll go out and have a mock toss, announce the winners of the toss and who's going to receive and who's going to kick off. This year, they're going to limit that to only one captain from each team.
That change, of course, is aimed at keeping people socially distanced. Lynn says that's impossible to do in the act of the game of football, but there's another change that looks to accomplish social distancing on the sidelines.
They've expanded the team box area from the 25 to 25 yard line. This fall, it will be the team box area will go from the 10 yard line to the 10 yard line on the other end of the field. And so the players can stretch themselves out from each other and have a lot of room.
Another focus area is on cleanliness and sanitation, and there are a few changes in that regard. Lynn says that every game will be about 20 minutes longer.
Every 4 minutes, or roughly every 4 minutes of each quarter, there will be a timeout, a 2 minute timeout, an official timeout, so that the players can be hydrated and the equipment can be sanitized.
Those timeouts will be similar to commercial timeouts that you see at the NFL or major college football level. They won't interrupt the flow of a drive and will happen as close to the 8 minute and 4 minute mark of each quarter as possible. Lynn says that you'll also see slight delays throughout the night as footballs are tossed in and out of play.
Every fourth down is going to have a brand new or a newly cleaned, sanitized ball sent out to the onto the field. So you'll see the balls being changed at the end of every third down before the ball is snapped again for the fourth down.
So those are some of the impacts on the field. But what about in the stands? Tharp says that the Iowa High School Athletic Association didn't put any requirements in place, but rather made a strong recommendation.
6 feet of social distancing should be occurring, and they need to decide how they're going to do that. We're just encouraging schools to emphasize to their fans to be respectful of each other.
That means that every school and every stadium will have its own policy regarding social distancing, masks, and even attendance. For instance, Dallas Center Grimes is limiting the number of people it will allow into the stadium for tonight's number one versus number two showdown against Pella. When Pella and Pella Christian host home games, starting with next week's home openers, they'll be requiring fans to socially distance and encouraging them to wear masks if they don't. Pella Christian Athletic Director Dan Branderhorst says that he's counting on the adults to set a good example.
We want our adults and parents especially to be good leaders for that, for their children. It's not something that we all want, but we also want to be safe. We want to be mindful of those who maybe are compromised in some fashion or another. And we want to be thinking about, you know, people in our student body even who have more health issues.
And while masks are encouraged if adults can't socially distance, Pella Athletic Director Matt Fouch says that they're a requirement for student sections at both Pella and PC.
We will be requiring masks for our students if they are not socially distanced. And what that means is if they want to get in large groups and be a student section together, then they'll just be unified wearing masks. If they want to spread out, and not be within 6 feet of somebody, then they're allowed to take their mask off.
Fauci says that in order for all of this to work, we all need to do our part.
That's our number one goal, is to make it fun for them while still keeping them safe. And for that to happen, we're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices as parents, as spectators, as administrators.
So here's my personal plea. If we're really all in this together, let's follow the rules, folks. Follow the social distance guidelines at the stadium. Don't make one of the administrators ask you to move to a different spot, and mask up. For KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.